A special bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over the city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real, well, I feel what my heart can't conceal.
That was the Clatters recording. Too real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what would you do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley!
Thank you. And now this in, gentlemen, there.
What I'm gonna do is hard to tell.
The gentleman with the guitar, what would you do, sir?
Oh, just take a walk down the street.
Thank you. We return you now.
This is Rock, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Earth Angel, Earth Angel.
That was the Pelicans' outer space recording Earth. I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Here we are again. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fentingmold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there's possibly any sign of life aboard.
Well, I'm sure something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record, Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot. And now I believe we're about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
La, ba, boom, ah, la, bam, boom.
And now, here are the bowl scores.
4-3, 6-2, and 8-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
Here I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington. The Secretary of Defense has just said,
ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Dynamo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron Part 2. Gathered around me are several of the spacemen. Tell us, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
Don't want the world to have and hold.
Hey, why don't you go back where you came from?
Don't be angry and drive me away.
We return you now to our studios.
Here is a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote,
you can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. We switch you again downtown.
This is John Cameron Cameron downtown. Professor Cedric of the British Institute, tell us, how were the saucers able to land?
Well, you see,
the motor cooled down, the heat went down.
That was Huckleberry's recording. The motor cooled down.
This is John Cameron Cameron again. I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
Lay down all thoughts around.
and it shall remove. Power! Now hear it. When God said something, he can't take it back. You can't take it back, Lord. I got your number here. You said you'd bless me going in and bless me coming out. You said everything I put my hands on, you would bless it. Come on, shout amen, somebody. God said I'll make you the head and not the tail. Everything you set your hands to, I will bless it if you will walk in my way. Something to believe it. I don't have to look at something to believe it. All I gotta do is see the word. And if God said it, let every man, let every devil be a liar, but let God be true. He cannot take his word back. Turn around in your seat, look at somebody and say, do you know the devil's a liar? Power! And say, Lord, I believe it.
Power! Hear me.
Power! And he'll make a way where there is no way.
Why?
So he can't escape. There ain't no way out. He's gonna die personally to bring deliverance if there's no other way, because God is still in the healing business. Shout power! Power!
That's what he was doing.
Power!
Put your shoes on. You going somewhere. Can you shout amen, somebody? Come on, shout amen, somebody. Can you shout amen, somebody?
Shout amen, somebody. Put your shoes on your feet. Gird your clothes around you and follow me. Are you listening to me? I tell you, this is the most beautiful thing. God has a way. And when his face hits the cold air, oh, hallelujah. The Lord. God knows how to set you free. The devil may tie you up, but it's God who sets you free. It's the devil who puts you in prison, but it's God who opens the doors. It's the devil who puts sickness on you, but it's God who heals your body. It's the devil who breaks up a home, but it's God who puts it back together again. God will make a way where there is no way. If you believe it, shout amen, somebody.
To the hip, hip, hop, you don't stop the rocket to the bang, bang, boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie to beat. Now what you hear is not a test, I'm rapping to the beat. And me, the groove, and my friends are gonna try to move your feet. You see, I am Wonder Mike, and I like to say hello. Up to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, and the purple, and yellow. But first, I gotta bang, bang, the boogie to the boogie. Say up, jump the boogie to the bang, bang, boogie, let's rock. You don't stop, block the rhythm that'll make your body rock. Well, so far you've heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man Hank. Come on, Hank, sing that song.
Check it out, I'm the C-A-S-N, the O-V-A, and the rest is F-L-Y. You see, I go by the code of the doctor of the mix, and these reasons I'll tell you why. You see, I'm 6'1", and I'm tons of fun, and I dress to a T. You see, I got more clothes than Muhammad Ali, and I dress so viciously. I got bodyguards, I got two big guns that definitely ain't the whack. I got a Lincoln Continental and a some new Cadillac. So after school, I take a dip in the pool, which is really on the wall. I I got a color TV so I can see the Knicks play basketball. Hear me talk on my checkbook, credit cards, more money than a sucker could ever spend. But I wouldn't give a sucker or a bum from the rock, not a dime till I made it again. Everybody go, hotel, motel, what you gonna do today? Cause I'm gonna get a fly girl, gonna get some spank and drive off in a Death OJ. Everybody go, hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. See, if your girl starts acting up, then you take her friend. I'm Master G, my mellow is on you, so what you gonna do?
Well, it's on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I said a M-A-S, a T-E-R, a G with a double E. I said I go by the unforgettable name of the man they call a Master G. Well, my name is known all over the world by all the foxy ladies and the pretty girls. I'm going down in history as the baddest rapper that ever could be. Now I'm feeling the highs and you're feeling the lows. The beat starts getting into your toe. You start popping your fingers and stomping your feet and moving your body while you're sitting and you're sitting. Then damn, you start doing the freak. I said bam, I ride it out of your seat. Then you throw your hands high in the air. You rock it to the rhythm, shake it there. Air. You're rocking to the beat without a care. Cruise the show, I shot MCs for the affair. Now I'm not as tall as the rest of the gang, but I rap to the beat just the same. I got a little face and a pair of blind eyes. All I'm here to do, ladies, is hypnotize. Singing on and on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. I sing it on and on and on and on and on. Like a hot butter, the pop, the pop, the pop, give it, give it, pop, the pop, pop. You don't dare stop or come alive, y'all. Give me what you got. I guess by now you can take a hunch and find that I am the baby of the bunch, but that's okay. I still keep in stride, cause all I'm here to do is just a wiggle your behind. Sing it on and on and on and on. The beat don't stop until the break of dawn. Sing it on and on and on and on and on. Rock, rock, yo, throw it on the floor. I'm gonna freak you here, I'm gonna freak you there. I'm gonna move you out of this atmosphere, cause I'm one of a kind and I'll shock your mind. I put the jig, jig, jiggles in your behind. I say the 1, 2, 3, 4, come on, girls.
This is the extra other tonal note section. This is such classical music, isn't it, Matt?
A hip hop, a hippity hop. Whatever he said back in the day.
Oh, right, I put you on the other microphone. Sorry.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, right. And here we are, CJSF 90.1 FM.
CJSF 90.1 FM.
That is the thing. Did I say that? CJSF.
I think you said FM. CJFS.
Oh my God! I got flustered.
I also messed up on my half of the 2 hours. So
yeah, and I forgot that we switched the mics around so that I could make my laptop be audible.
Mm.
But yeah, here we are. So I forgot what I was gonna say. Okay. So you've convinced me. I am gonna play just a little bit of Dab because off that Plunderphonics album.
Mm-hmm.
It was such a legal problem that they had to destroy every copy of the CDs. So I'm shocked it's still available, but I'm going to play a little bit of this, and you may already know this because I probably said it, but you listening, think about if you can recognize the song that this actually is. I'm going to leave the mics on. We're going to talk over this.
All right.
In fact, I'm going to jump because this part's not super interesting. Although it gets into the technique system. I'm going to shut up now.
So the first part is the most obviously. Oh, wait. Yeah. You can kind of tell it if you're familiar with the original.
But, like, listen to that. He's mashed this up. This is 1985.
Yeah.
I think? Oh, 88-89.
Yeah, that part's for sure you're gonna recognize.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just crazy, because, like, this is what he did to Michael Jackson's Bad.
Mm-hmm.
He just transmogrified it into a completely different thing. And that is why I'm playing this, because it is the essential essence of musique concrète.
And Plunderphonics. Plunderphonics.
Because they're plundering. They're pirates. Exactly. This is before we had the internets widely available. I mean, War Games came out, so we knew about modems, but yeah. But yeah, so it's like, I hope tonight was kind of an interesting dive through where these technologies began and like the early attempts at making music out of it and now where we're at is mm-hmm. just nuts.
So far different, especially yeah. when you kind of consider not only like how far the technology has gone, but now how mainstream it is. Mm. Like at that time of like basically all these things before Sugar Hill Gang, and even when Sugar Hill Gang was sampling, it was like not mainstream and it was frowned upon and all these things. So it's like now where it's just totally normal for like pop music, R&B, rap music to have samples, and it's just like everyone knows what a drum machine is and is somewhat familiar with them. Is that not only is the technology has advanced, but also the way we think about it in our like music culture.
Right? I mean, we have services like Splice. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you can just go online and be like, give me that sample. Oh, look at these samples. Look at all these samples. People are making samples for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas back in the day, it's like you would be lucky to be a studio musician to get to make music like that. And now it's just like, oh, yeah, I'm going to record little snippets and people are going to make music out of it. And that's all I do.
Yeah. No. And it's kind of cool how nowadays, like the democratization of music has made it so much more accessible to everyone. And it's allowed everyone to have their own good and bad ideas, depending on your perspective,
mm-hmm.
right? But it's a good thing that we have the ability to experience everyone's ideas.
Well, I mean, think about like the first song I played tonight, the train mm-hmm. thing, and then the third song, the ones by Pierre Schaeffer. It's like mm-hmm. if people had just been like, absolutely not, this is not music, and just shut it down, we would have had nothing I played tonight.
But the thing is, they kind of tried to shut it down. It happens to be that it didn't work.
Mm.
So we have to give a big shout out to all the warriors who fought against those who tried to get rid of it.
Heck yeah, man. It's like copyright is great, but they're, I don't know, it's too restrictive.
Mm, 100%.
Yeah, even the way that like on Splice, people sell these samples. I'm not trying to pimp out Splice. They don't pay me. I don't even use the service. But like I've known so many people who have made a song with a sample
mm-hmm.
and then put it up on YouTube, and like it's not, the sample's not prominent, but they get flagged with a copyright flag because someone else also bought that sample, even though the license is for anybody to use. But they published first, and so the algorithm caught it and is like, oh, you're
sampling this other thing. Yeah,
yeah, you didn't get permission from this other creator to use their sample.
Mm.
But everyone's like, but we paid for these samples from Splice, so yeah.
It'd almost be like if YouTube started being like, oh, you use like this preset on this old Roland keyboard. You can't right? do that.
Like, yeah, yeah. Somebody copyrighted that keyboard.
Yeah.
But it is interesting, though, because like we have all this newfangled technology.
Mm-hmm.
And yet record sampling is still a thing. Record scratch, like turntablism and like proper DJs with vinyl collections and stuff mm-hmm. is still a thing. And a lot of composers who do kind of like collages of sound still use tape.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a big push to go back to it.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like the artist I'm going to play at the end of the night here tonight, she did an entire album
mm-hmm.
of 20 tracks, each of them 20 seconds long, for this thing called the 2020 Project that happened in 2020. It started on January 20th with 20 artists releasing an album every day for 20 days.
That's a lot of 20s. That's what caused
COVID. Yeah, yeah. But she used tape to collect all the sounds and like compose all the music, and then Audacity to edit it, which blew my mind. So I'm sorry I made that crack earlier on tonight about Audacity. In the right hands, it is a powerful tool.
I mean, that's kind of the thing with everything, right?
Mm.
Like, that's how turntablism got invented. Like, somebody had to be the right hands to first do these things, so.
Right. And it's kind of nuts. But okay, we are down to our last minute of talk time.
All
and
right.
I have to do that thing where I tell people to stick around and listen to Girly So Groovy from 10 to 12.
Boot.
Where we got a guy going through telling you all about these amazing women in rock and roll and music who are pioneering the way for themselves and others.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 12:30, we got Scream Therapy, which is all about how being involved in the punk scene is good for your brain.
Nice.
I like that. I need to scream some more, I think.
I think we all need to scream more.
Yeah, and that's why it's Scream Therapy.
But not at other people.
No, yes. Yell at the world, yeah. Not at the people in it. But yeah, so this last album is Jessica Gabriel, who goes by Tape Loops, which is like kind of a good indication of what she does. The album is called... Little fonts. Where'd it go? Right. Dish of Orcas. And she's a Vancouver native, so if you like this, she's around. Hit up her Bandcamp and listen to all these beautiful things. But here we go with her whole album of tape.
Wonderful. Wonderment one, two. 20, 21, 20.
He went, twined, inter, in twin, wince, to want.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for no-holds-barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University.
Broadcasting on the internet and at 90.1 FM from high atop Burnaby Mountain, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM.